Hey, this is Cleveland Brown, and you're listening to the About Last Night podcast. I guess your TV must be broken. Haha, just kidding. Actually, I'm not kidding. You're bored.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to a dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. It's about last night.
What up? What up? What up? What up? What up? What up?
Were you sound checking? What was that?
No, it's just how, Jesus Christ. Wow.
I thought you were sound checking or starting. I wasn't sure what was happening. Are we recording?
We are.
Oh,
I was trying to be a part of your video.
Yeah,
isn't that what the cool kids say?
What up? What up? What up? Yeah,
that's what all the cool kids are saying.
I think
that
so.
Could be a song. We just don't know about it. How out of touch do you? Brett and I have nephews and nieces. Do you have
tons? I have I should know exactly how many. I want to say around 10.
Okay. Wow.
I don't know exactly because a couple of them are step ones I don't see very often.
Yeah.
That sounds horrible.
Snow.
They're on the outskirts.
I used to say about my stepdad until I really became a big fan of him and loved him like a father, I'd be like, you're just a step away from my real dad.
Oh, that poor guy.
I didn't say that to him. I said that in my head.
Oh, because
as a joke.
I thought
it'd be funny. Yeah. Sometimes you do that. It'd be funny to say, but I won't because I'm a good person.
I thought you were saying that as he told you you couldn't go to the concert and you were just like, you're just a step away from my, being my real dad. And then a very special Moesha.
I like that you keep it in your head because you're a good person. I never keep anything in my head.
No. Really?
I'm trying to get better at it.
Yeah, but that's the tough thing about doing what we do is you need to have... I want to say you need to have no filter, but you need to have a strong ability to say what's on your mind, right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of what our job is.
And you have to not be afraid of it. We were talking very briefly about all the... Because today just came out, Charlie Rose is the next sexual assault person.
There's another...
There's going to be one that's a bombshell. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying Tom Hanks because that...
That would be insane.
That will not happen, too.
There's no way. No.
Yeah. And if it does happen, people will go, cool, Hanks is the man. I bet that person deserved it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. If Tom Hanks did it, they deserve it.
Don't have an ass that looks like it should be grabbed if you don't want Hanks to grab it.
Yeah, no joke.
I mean, he's a two-time Oscar winner. Yeah. I'm pretty sure...
I'm going to let him do what he wants.
Yeah. And now,
I'm going to let him go full Gump on me.
he can Gump all over my face.
Honestly,
as far as I'm concerned.
Seriously, I'm starting to get I'm mildly offended because I've met some of these guys that have been accused so many times.
We've had one
of
them on the podcast.
Wait, which one?
I mean,
you can't say now.
I mean, it's pretty obvious if you go through our guest list.
I'd have to go back.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm friends with one of the guys that now so many girls have come out against him, and I actually I don't want to say I feel bad for him because if he did the bad things,
sure,
then it's he's a horrible person, but then he's never been inappropriate with me, so then I go why?
This is the old I went to Catholic school and I was never molested. What's wrong with me?
Yeah, you can tell that's how insecure I am. I'm why didn't he try anything with me?
It's funny because I mean it's such a fuzzy line to cross where it's what's friendly, what's too friendly, what's flirting, what's not. What's cheating, what's not cheating. There's so many things that some people would say absolutely that's inappropriate. And then I think especially a lot of comics are no, that's just...
That's
kind
the
of,
problem.
Yeah.
I don't know now because I hang out with so many guys, you know,
yeah.
And then I don't know now. I'm am I just jaded? Because I don't think... I have male comic friends that'll say, send me a picture of your butthole, joking around.
Right. Jesus.
But, I mean, they're... Adam. It wasn't Adam, obviously. Yeah.
You have a very pretty butthole.
Thank you.
So,
I show it to you?
No.
He might have. To be fair, he might have. I feel we're such good friends. I'm maybe once or twice.
And
I don't
know. I don't know. That seems a very personal part of the body.
The butthole is hard
and also,
to see
and
by accident.
Yeah, that takes a lot of effort.
I also
want to do a tit pick, but to do a butthole pick.
Who's
that's
asking for butthole picks?
Guys do.
Do they not know that there's other parts of your body that you could offer up?
I know, but some guys love the butthole.
Some guys love the butthole.
Guys
#some guys love the butthole.
Right. Guys love the butthole now. I really do.
Oh,
think
it's a,
that.
It's a, it's a,
it's a new fad.
It's like the
it's
last.
It's like queso dip. It's coming back.
Ew. I mean, I.
All right, there was a better example. I meant
I hope
like
they don't serve it at Chili's.
All right, I meant like
I'm more grossed out by queso dip than talking about buttholes. By the way,
are you really?
Yeah, I don't know why I hate cheese dip. Buttholes are fine though.
So that's inappropriate. All right,
you hear that, Tostitos?
Yeah. So you so if
next Super Bowl commercial.
So if if Tostitos released Tostitos butthole chips,
yeah,
you'd be like, great.
I mean, I'd rather.
That's not what she said at all, Brad.
I mean, I'm not saying
I'm
I'd rather
to say.
Eat a butthole. I'm just saying I don't know. Both to me, queso dip is gross. Let's be honest.
Okay, really? I'll fight
what,
you.
What foods? So is queso on your top of a list of foods that are just like make you want
like
to scream?
Squirmy. Yeah. Yeah, I just don't like creamy dip. That's it. I don't like the way it
makes
me feel.
Why does it sound dirty when you say that?
Because you're a pervert,
why,
Brad. Because you have pervert ears.
Because it's mine. And
from the makers of Hungry Eyes come pervert ears.
Pervert ears. Everything you hear is sexy. Pervert ears.
I don't know. It's any food that's creamy. I have a weird thing about creamy
is it,
food.
Is it? And it also having, I mean, is the word creamy? You know, some people don't like the word moist. Does the word creamy, does that make you?
Nope.
What does that
little,
do for
I got
you?
A little tick. I was waiting to see what happened. Yeah. No, I feel fine about the word.
What,
I like the word.
What food? What foods do you love? Like, if you had a couple drinks, and it's late, and there's a diner open, what are you getting?
Oh, I love sweet potato fries. Chicken nachos. I love chicken. I'm like a chicken
nachos
nacho connoisseur. I love chicken nachos.
The inventor. This is this is no joke. The inventor of the nachos just died.
Hold on, there's an inventor.
How do you know this?
Isn't that like a
Why
chef?
Do you know this?
Because I follow way too many very strange people on social media, and someone tweeted out like, yeah, the inventor of nachos just died. I was like, who the fuck invented nachos? So I googled it, and yeah, someone actually invented.
Wow.
Someone's credited with inventing nachos.
Wow,
it's awesome.
Which is like, Kate, you're. You're at a party, all right?
Okay.
Some guy's like, "Hey, I made this app, all right? It's a Christmas treeer where you hit a button and someone comes and decorates your Christmas tree for you." And it
not a bad
and
idea.
It made
it's
me
a great
and,
app.
It, and it made me $1 billion. And then there's another guy next to him, not quite as good looking, is a millionaire, but yeah. He invented nachos. Who do you talk to?
Hands down, nacho guy.
Exactly.
Easily nacho
that,
guy.
I would never stop telling people I invented nachos.
Yeah, you're right. That's actually a great conversation piece.
That's how I enter the room.
How?
Hi, I invented nachos. You're welcome.
Did he invent just the chip part, though? Or did he invent like the whole, like everything you put on the nachos?
Well, I think that it was just chips and cheese and then... Oh, all hell broke loose after that.
See, chicken nachos are my favorite, but even when I get them, I always say I don't want the creamy cheese. I want the shredded cheese. I'm all about
really.
Yeah, I can't.
So you don't. So you do nachos without nacho cheese?
Well, I get that. I have a melt cheese on it, but if it's like the cheese, you know what I don't like? I don't like cheese you squirt out of a can. I don't like any cheese that comes out of a
cheese
can.
Cheese should not be squirted out of a can.
Cheese should never be squirted, as far as I'm concerned.
His name is Ignacio Anaya.
Yeah, of course it is.
And he was the maitre d' whipped the first batch for a group of hungry U.S. military wives at a restaurant called the Victory Club in Mexico.
That sounds like a strip club. Yeah. 100%.
The Victory Club.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a great name
for a strip club. Who's the top stripper there? What's her name?
The Victory Club.
Squeezy Cheese?
Squeezy Cheese.
Oh.
Cheese
Guess
squirter.
What? Not buying a cheese squirter? Not buying a dance from her. Buying a sandwich from her.
Sure.
Yeah, right.
Kay, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Canton, Ohio.
Wow.
Yeah, which is weird because I'm a huge football fan and I've never been to the Hall of Fame, which is in Canton.
It's in your hometown.
I know, and I've never
like,
been.
I would do that all the time if I went home. Just to.
I'm going to go. Yeah. I'm going to go the next time I'm in town.
Are you kind of just leaving something to be excited to go home for?
Something to do.
And then you don't do it and you go, I'll come back next time and do it.
I don't know. It's kind of like the Hollywood sign. Like, I've lived here 11 years. I just finally did the Hollywood sign last year.
I still haven't done it. I've been here for 15 years.
See? That's what I mean.
But I have been
granted.
To Ripley's, believe it or not.
Yeah, me too.
it's weird how wherever you live, because I was just in Atlanta and I was talking to my Uber driver about the world of Coca-Cola, which is in Atlanta.
I've been there.
Yes, so have I. And it's amazing. Yeah.
Really?
Everyone should go.
Is it a museum like the Guinness Museum in Ireland where they give you a tour and then they give you...
Yes. they give you
but they show you they make it.
There's this room in the end of the tour cool.
Where the polar bears live.
Where yes, and then the polar bears. No, but this is real. You put your cup down on some tray. You hit any button you want of any Coke product, and that thing squirts across the room into your cup.
Yeah, and they have...
That's the closest thing to Wonka, like, this ever.
Is, are you sure? Yeah. Now, if Cheese Squirter did that, I would buy a dance from her.
Right? And they have every Coke product from anywhere in the world. And there's so many you've never heard
from,
of.
And from every era. So like, even the ones that aren't available anymore, they still have.
Like what?
Coke 2?
Coke 2. I don't
Coke
2?
Electric Boogaloo? No. Second part was a joke, but...
Wait,
Coke 2 was real.
What is Coke 2?
Yeah, what were the flavor contents? You don't have to look it up, but look it up.
I think it was like low-calorie Coke,
now,
not diet.
I know they have cherry Coke, vanilla. Like they had the vanilla Coke for a little bit.
I love vanilla
probably,
Coke.
Me too. There were probably a lot of variations of that, but like Coke also owns other soft drinks, right? So is other Coke products that are squirting through
There's
the seas?
There's all kinds of like weird air? Japanese soda you've never heard of.
Yeah, Coke.
Yeah.
I bet it's good.
There's all kinds of... But you know what they leave out? Because you know they do like a whole presentation about the history of Coke, but they leave out the whole thing about... haven't you always heard there used to be cocaine?
Yeah, that was in the original formula.
They left that out.
I wonder why.
Well, I just feel... I felt like it wasn't authentic. I was like watching. I was like, when are they going to get to the part where there's cocaine in it?
Because that's all we want to hear about. And then we want to see an original batch of original Coke.
Yeah.
And then we want to be like, okay, so can we try the
Right, and then you're like, where's the room with the Coca-Cola with the cocaine in it? Because I was waiting for that. They never take you to that room.
Yeah. But like, so...
Adam's face.
Yeah, I mean...
Adam's like, I'm flying to Atlanta right now just to do this. But I asked the guy who lived there, like, oh, like I'm mad I don't have time to go back to the world of Coca-Cola. He goes, I've lived here my whole life and I've never been there.
Exactly. No one
Wherever you live, you don't go to the touristy thing.
Yeah. I did go to the Hall of Fame game one time.
Okay.
Which was actually really cool because it was Panthers versus Jaguars. It was both their first game. It was like they were both expansion teams.
Yeah, because that was the inaugural season for both teams.
Yeah, that's the only time, and that was my first NFL football game, and I also marched in the parade like every year. There's like a huge parade, and I always marched in it. I was a baton twirler.
I bet you were adorable.
No, I look like a boy. I seriously looked like a boy till I was like 15.
So would you be called a late bloomer?
Way late.
Way late?
I didn't even bloom. I bought...
Well, you don't look like a boy.
You bought your bloom.
I never bloomed. I just can't. Yeah. I really seriously, when I moved to LA, I didn't know you till I was like more girly, I feel. When I moved here...
Well, because I didn't pay attention to you because you look like a boy.
I didn't even know you when I was married. Yeah. But when I moved here, I was still like such a tomboy. I mean, I had never highlighted my hair. I didn't wear makeup. All my clothes were like from REI. I was such a I lived like in national parks. People don't even know this. For 15 weeks one summer, I camped. I didn't even like stay in a hotel room.
With your husband?
Yeah.
Just
15 weeks? What did you... That's Grizzly Man stop? What were you looking for?
Kind of. No, this was like the best gig of my life. I was thinking the other day, like, oh, I would love to do this again. Almost
Nobody months. Has spent that much time in the wilderness since the Land Before Time.
Yeah.
And those were cartoons.
That's fucking Daniel Boone.
We weren't like eating, you know, berries off of trees or anything like that. Like we had food.
Right.
But it was this gig. It was so fun. Okay. Hyundai, the car company, you know.
Yeah.
They sponsored this like national park tour because they wanted to seem like a more American car company.
Wow.
So they hired this group of us. There was four of us. And the whole point was to go to a different park every week. And basically they built this website like promoting the parks. Amazing. So we drove Hyundais. So every week we'd go to a different park. And my whole job was to make vlogs. Somewhere you can find them. So all I would do is go to the park. I had a budget, and every park I'd do something different, like whitewater raft, rock climb, rappel, whatever I wanted.
That's incredible.
Every park. Hey, Hyundai, I want that gig. Right?
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, just off the top of your head, Adam, what kind of APR financing can you get on a
Get an all new Hyundai Sonata with 0.9% APR financing and $1,500 holiday bonus cash.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
But it was crazy because they gave us, we weren't supposed to camp because we had all this really expensive equipment. But they gave us hotel per diem. So you can imagine, like four young... It was me and my ex-husband and these two other chicks.
Yeah.
And we had two cars. And they gave us like, I forget how much, $200 a night for a hotel or something. We just pocketed it and camped.
$200 cash
summer.
Back on a Hyundai City. Oh, wait. Now, that sounds like... I mean, those... How far in a stand-up were you at this point?
I had done a little bit in L.A., but I wasn't like really pursuing it at the time. Like, I moved to L.A. to act... I did some stand-up. Then I got that gig, and then we kind of, like, left.
Moved to L.A. from Canton, Ohio.
From Chicago, actually. I went to college in Chicago.
Where at?
I skipped that. Roosevelt, which is, like, an art school.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah,
what were you trying to do?
Theater major.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So, okay, so you've had... When you came out here, you didn't have no acting experience. You had,
I had
all your theater.
Yeah, I had acting. Yeah.
And so that's... Yeah, that was... how do you find stand-up when you come out here with an acting mindset?
Well, in Chicago, I was doing improv.
Yep.
And I always just liked comedy, like growing up.
You have natural, really funny instincts. So it's like, even when I met you for the first time in San Diego, right?
That's right. That at American guest Comedy Company.
Sat on my shows. Yep. And Bobby said, I know this really funny girl. Will you put her up? And I said, of course. And you were great. And then even just hanging out, though, that to me is a very, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the hang, somebody being a funny person to me is when they're just starting, I'm like, oh, yeah, you're going to be great.
Oh,
like,
that's sweet. Yeah. Thanks. I don't know. I grew up funny. I mean, I just grew up. I always was in trouble. I was just like the class clown. I was always in detention. I was always in trouble.
Doing what?
You mean in school?
Yeah, like what got you in trouble?
You know what I really did? I loved the show Saved by the Bell. It was my favorite show growing up.
Yeah, that's,
right?
That's like saying I breathed in the 90s. Of course it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, exactly.
Who was your favorite Saved by the Bell character?
Zach. And the thing is, I thought...
Brad's so disappointed you didn't say Slater.
So disappointed. Well, how dare you speak ill of Mario Lopez in this establishment? Get out! Get out, Kate Quigley!
I thought Slater was the hottest, but I thought Zach was... I love that Zach was always cracking jokes and getting sent to detention.
Because
right?
You're like, that's me.
Well, no, I wanted to be like
him.
Yeah,
okay.
I thought he was cool, so I would try to like impersonate him at school. Like I would try to like, I would be like, what would Zach say? So I would be such a little punk ass brat, and then I would get sent to detention.
But would kids laugh? Were you at least getting a response?
Yeah. I was always,
because if you're doing shit, not getting a response in your class clown, then at some point you probably go, maybe comedy's not what I do.
Yeah. No.
Maybe I'm just a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I'm just an asshole.
Yeah. No, I would get laughs.
Yeah.
And that's how I made friends, because I was like an ugly kid. I seriously was I swear to God. I posted a photo one. I'll post another one.
Yeah.
I had a mullet.
Why is it?
I did.
Why is it? And I'm pretty sure this is a scientific fact. I think if you go down the entire Maxim Hot 100 list, every one of those girls will show you a picture of themselves in like junior high, and you're like, oh!
They were like, not that cute.
Like minus Alyssa Milano.
I'll tell you
She's
why.
She's like one of the only ones that's been hot like her entire life.
This is why. Because... Okay. When you're ugly growing up, you get so picked on, and then you get so like insecure about it that then I think the minute you start to figure out how to not be anymore, you're like, oh, if I do this, people don't think I'm gross and make fun of me. And then those girls, like when they can afford it and when they start to get hotter, they want to be even hotter because they got made fun of for so long.
Right. So now it's basically the dude that doesn't get laid until he's like 28 and then gets money and it's like, I'm fucking everything
now. Exactly, I think.
Yeah.
So. I'm not a guy, but yeah, that makes sense.
Wait, so with that mullet, so nobody was asking for pictures of buttholes when you had the mullet?
Not back then.
Yeah.
No. Also, I was a child, Adam, so that
missed that part? Missed that part. For the record, I missed that part.
I really was so ugly, though. I had a mullet, had crooked teeth, I had like the thickest eyebrows. I still had this voice, so people called me Roids. Like everyone in the neighborhood called me.
Oh, that's so not fair. Kids are so cruelly clever.
Yeah.
And they just call me Penis and Tits Kid because I was a fat kid.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. But I wish that was what they called
penis
me.
Penis and Tits Kid?
Come on. I used to do a joke about that.
Yeah.
And I was like,
really?
Kids, I was like, because, you know, I was a fat kid. I would go, it wasn't all that bad. I was the first one in the fourth grade to get a set of tits. And I go, I charged my friends $5 to fuel me up.
Oh,
people were just on. I was like, God,
but why
so funny
penis? Where did the penis part of it?
Because I still have one.
Oh.
Penis, I mean, and Tits Kid.
That reminds me, because when I was bullied, obviously people just like, ah, there goes old Big Dick Brad, like all the time.
I know, constantly. You're still trying to shake that nickname.
I'm trying.
Big Dick. Oh my God, that reminds. Well, I don't know if you want me to tell it, but that's
probably not.
That I mean,
but, or.
Tread lightly.
No,
then,
no.
And then we'll see.
About the WeMat story, the big dick thing reminds me of the WeMat story. But,
okay, yeah. Now you've been teasing me this WeMat story for about 48 hours. Now, we are saying WeMat with a T,
who is
not WeMan. WeMat.
So WeMat isn't like a line of carpets that WeMan is trying to sell. Like, it's a yoga mat. You've heard of yoga mats. You've heard of doormats. Now the Wii mat.
That would probably be better. That would probably do better.
Designed for yoga for your dog.
Oh my God. I have to ask you about. See, the reason I've been teasing you is because I've been wanting to talk to you to get your insight on this story.
Because anytime anyone has any reaction or any interaction with a little person, they always hit me up like, "Hey, Brad, is it normal when they puke on your shoes?" No, it's not. No, it's not.
I didn't
know that. That guy's a dick, okay? Like,
But I knew that you knew. Okay, well, here's what happened.
Yeah. Now you go to a ton of parties that are just like, you go to parties that people dream about. Like, you get,
I don't know about
opportunities
that
to go to things sometimes that are just like unbelievable. Because if you follow Kate on Instagram, and you all
should. Probably do.
But most importantly,
by the way, when did that spike? Real quick, put a pin in that. Real quick,
the Instagram spike. It was a combination of things, but part of it was when I started doing the in a bikini stuff, which Brad was part of the reason that happened. Really, I used to do these photos.
Pervert.
That's me.
It was like,
so glad I'm married now.
I know. It was. I don't do it much anymore. Keep saying that.
He does.
Yeah. I don't do it much anymore. Although I kind of want to. I'm gonna wait till I'm like older and then bring it back. I'm like 50.
I wholeheartly.
But yeah, you would do that. You do bikini stuff in places where you wouldn't wear a bikini, like the grocery store.
Like, I would just show up at like the hospital in a bikini and be like pushing a gurney and have someone take a photo.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And catch reactions and then come up with a funny.
You were doing something funny with it, and it was, look, grow your shit. Hey, you want to grow your shit, you know?
That's
there's so many people out there. There's so many ways to, like, I don't know, grow your following and like.
Yeah.
Because
I mean,
I remember the conversation I had with you.
I remember.
Because I kind of sat you down and was like, hey, Kate, like, I get it.
What are you doing?
I get it. You're hot and that's awesome. But like, you're just posting photos of you being hot.
Well, yeah. And the thing was at the time, because I shot a Miller Lite ad and I used to do like posters for Miller. And so at the time I was still doing like hot chick jobs.
So your head was still in that space.
I was just like kind of doing both. So I was like, should I have two separate Instagrams? Should I just have one? But then I was doing more comedy. And now I get it. It's funny because now that I've been doing comedy longer, I get it. Because even now when I post a hot photo, I like almost want to pull back sometimes. Like, it's a weird balance when you're a comic.
Well, because you want, as a comedian, your job is pretty much solely to be funny. That's what the job title is.
Yeah.
So, and that's the conversation I kind of had with you, where it's like, hey, do you want to be a hot girl or do you want to be funny? Like, because you can be a funny hot girl.
And you came at me as a friend, and it was funny because it was, I remember I had just come back from a Christmas break. Also, I'm a chick. Mm-hmm. And
I'm aware.
You have, but like, the reason I'm saying that is because girls have this thing we do, like when some guy pisses you off, where you'll post like a hot photo to like make the guy jealous or like a So I remember I had like just broken up with someone and I was like posting hot photos, and part of it was like personal. Like, I want him to see it. I came back and I went to the improv, and it was you and like five of other comics that were like, hey, your Instagram is getting a little too edgy.
Like,
it wasn't just you. It was like five people
in one night. We had kind of an intervention for you. Then, of course, there's a couple other male comics that love looking at those photos going, what are you doing?
Yeah, Brad.
Stop.
You're ruining my February. Today's episode of the About Last Night podcast is sponsored by Stitch Fix. Oh, you know what that is. And if you don't, I'll tell you. So look, if you're a guy, you're probably like me and a lot of guys, you could probably think of a million things you'd rather be doing than shopping for clothes, right? Playing basketball, watching basketball, jerking off, eating food, talking to pretty girls that think you're cool, scrolling Facebook for old friends from high school that used to make fun of you and now are stupid. Also, parking, crowds at the mall, endless browsing and lack of advice online, it's enough to make you want to just rock the same t-shirt and jeans for the rest of your life, but you can't, because you got to adapt and you got to be you. And you can only be you if you use Stitch Fix Men. Oh yeah, what have they done? Oh, just reimagined how to find and buy clothes, and you never even have to leave your house. It's that easy. All you got to do is go to stitchfix.com. That's stitch.com. And tell them your sizes, your favorite type of clothes, and how much you want to spend. Then a personal stylist will get to work with you, handpicking new clothes for you based on your style and your budget. It's all for you, baby, okay? It's all for you. Like Janet Jackson said, 5 items are delivered right to your door. You try them on at home, and you only pay for what you keep. That's so great. If you don't like something, you send it back. You're not charged for it. Shipping is free both ways, so anything you don't want, you just send it back. And the exchanges are always free, too. That's fucking crazy. You can get your fix monthly, quarterly, or whenever you feel like, because guess what? No subscription required. That's actually pretty dope. A lot of places do that. Stitch Fix does not. It's easy. And the shipping is free, so why not give them a try? I promise you're going to be hooked, all right? Get started now at stitchfix.com/ALN, and you'll also get 25% off when you keep all 5 items in your box. stitchfix.com/ALN. Get started today. stitchfix.com/ALN. If you're a dude and you like clothes and you like feeling good about yourself, but you hate shopping, this is the deal for you. stitchfix.com/ALN, all right? Do it. I'm telling you, it's a great deal, okay? And I know about great deals. Fuck, I can't do that voice without wanting to punch myself in the dick.
Yeah, but you know what's weird? It was only ever men that ever told me to stop. It was never a girl that was like, hey,
why is that? That's very interesting.
I think it's because guy comics, I think it's a little bit of their like annoyed that they can't do that.
Well, I could post in any bikini shot.
Yeah.
I have I have a wicked bikini body.
Your Instagram would spike, actually.
It would spike.
How
I
dare
think
you,
it would.
Kate? No.
Think it would.
No, I think there's absolutely some truth to that where it's like that's a weapon that we don't have.
Yeah, and I remember Sam Tripoli one night at the Comedy Store was like, just right now, just get eyes on you. Just grow your following. Don't worry about how. You can fix the how later. Just get eyes on you.
Yeah, so, not bad advice.
Yeah, but then once it worked and I started to get that, and then I did the Playboy show and the AVN Awards and it kind of started to like...
AVN Awards, the porn Oscars.
The porn Oscars.
She hosted them.
Yeah.
So then it all kind of came together, and then Joey Diaz, I do his pod a lot.
Yep.
So it's all like that.
The more you... Did you start to just go like, I want to be... The more you started to get deeper into this business and this world of comedy, you were like, all right, I want to be taken serious. I'm putting in enough time. I want to get good at this and I want to be... want my peers to... see me in a different light or what?
Yeah, well, I'm really competitive at everything, and anything I do, I'm like obsessive about getting better at it. So it wouldn't have, I mean, part of it was I had a little bit of a chip on my shoulder because everyone was like, I would hear the rumbling of like, oh, she's getting this because she's a hot chick or she's the porn comedian or whatever, which I always thought was funny.
The
cause I'm
porn
like,
comedian.
I got called the porn comedian.
Never heard of that. Well, it's like you weren't banging people on stage. I mean,
I've never even been naked on
not
Playboy.
As a closer, but as an opener.
Yeah, as an opener
right, for sure.
Gets their attention. But because you never were nude on your Playboy show.
No, and I never even, like, I have dated comics, but even when I dated people that could have helped me, they'd be like, do you want to come on the road with me? And I'd be like, no, because I don't want people to think that's why we're hooking. So I would turn down help, you know?
Yeah.
But whatever.
I can't, I mean, people have talked about it. I think Eliza talked about it in her book and other podcasts I've heard, but like that balance of like you're like turning down things that are going to help your career because you don't want to be seen in a certain light, or because, I mean, now probably like even the creeper blinders are on even more as far as, or not blinders, creeper goggles.
Yeah.
Right, just being aware of like, oh shit, that might be a good opportunity, but like that guy's, I don't know, there's some bad juju on him.
Esther Koo and I talked about this because I had her on my podcast right after the Harvey Weinstein thing.
Date Fails.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a great podcast.
Great podcast. Everyone should subscribe to it.
But we were joking because we were just saying like, you know, now all these celebrities who are very famous have like come out against Harvey Weinstein. They've like been in all these Oscar nominated movies and stuff. And we're joking like, maybe we screwed up because we're like turning down. Like I've had guys that are like network executives like make moves on me and stuff, and I turn it down because I'm like, I would never fuck my way up. But then I'm looking at all these Oscar winners, and me and Esther are like, why are we fucking guys that work at like In-N-Out Burger? Like, maybe we're messing up.
You're doing it the right way. And yes, we plugged your Instagram, but I also want to make sure we plug your Twitter because you are wicked funny.
An assassin.
Thanks,
really funny on Twitter.
Aww,
and I want people to understand that. And I've told you before, like it's got to be incredibly hard as an attractive female comedian to like, cuz every time a male comic comes up to you and says, "Hey, do you want to get together and write?" You're like, "Oh, are we writing or are you..."
I just say no.
Because you have, like,
right,
you don't want to be put in that situation.
Yeah, no, totally.
And that's horrible because now Now, like, if some guy comes up to me and says, hey, do you want to get together and write? And I say, sure. I don't think about that. It's not an option. It's not something that I think could ever happen to me. But that's that has to be something that's in a woman's mind all the time, where it's like, okay, is this guy writing with me because he wants to write or because he wants to fuck me?
I'm still, like, kind of, I mean, honestly, probably too, a little too nice and naive to all that stuff. Like, even this weekend I was in Vegas, and there was, like, there was a lot of guys. There was a married guy that was trying to kind of hang with me, and I told him from the beginning, like, nothing will happen, just so you know. I don't hook up with married guys, but I was kind of glad to have someone that wasn't trying hard to hang with, because I wasn't trying to hook up. It was like a party with a lot of single guys. And anyway, so once I say that, I just think as a guy, they'll go, okay, this chick's not going to hook up with me, and stop trying. Like, I'm still a little naive, so
yeah, and
they don't stop trying.
I wish that was true. Yeah, I wish they were like, oh, you don't want to hook up. Okay. And yeah, they constantly, it's not the case.
Yeah, guys unfortunately constantly have that Queen song, Don't Stop Me
believe
Now,
it.
In their, well, yeah. And believing. The entire Queen soundtrack is
Queen,
in the new
Journey,
track.
All
Journey,
of it.
All yeah, of yeah, it.
Yeah, just inspirational white dude songs.
Well, I'm starting to realize that when my friend Jackson was like, just so you know, when you tell a guy it's never going to happen, that's just a challenge. That doesn't make him stop. Yeah. That just makes him want it more.
It's cavemen.
It's horrible.
You can't get that food.
Yeah.
Oh. Says who, Tim Allen?
Yeah, because it's like, okay, well, then what do you say? If you can't say no and then you don't want to say yes, then what the fuck do you say? It's an incredibly hard situation that any... And not just female comics, just women in the world have to deal with, and now it's kind of coming to light about how much they have to deal with it, and how it's coming at them from all angles of people that you would never expect it.
Yeah, I've probably been a little too. I mean, I'm just very like I kind of have. I had a single mom. Like my parents split up when I was in fourth grade, and my
me
mom
too.
Really
fifth grade.
Okay, so my mom.
You win.
You were with your mom.
Yeah.
So was your dad around?
Yeah, we saw him every couple weekends for the first 2 years, and then he moved to Arizona and then moved all over, and then it was just every other summer.
So you had basically a single mom.
Yeah.
So my mom worked like three jobs, but my mom would never take help. Like people would offer handouts, she wouldn't take
Our moms
it.
Would be best friends.
Yeah.
Yep.
See?
So is your mom like your hero?
Yeah, and I grew up with that mentality. Yep. So I always had this like, if a guy tried to... Anytime someone's inappropriate with me, I always just stiff-armed them. So I would never be involved in like...
Oh, so you haven't allowed yourself to even be in a position of...
No, like if I go to a hotel, that's why the Harvey Weinstein stuff, some of that stuff I go like, okay, they're wrong, they're predators. But at the same time, it's like if I go to a hotel for a meeting and it's supposed to be in the lobby and the dude tries to move it to his room, I'm like, yeah, we're not doing that. I mean, I'll just... I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
I really don't.
So you're saying that like, yeah, I mean... And that's what's so dicey about that whole thing, where it's like, in my eyes, I was like, again, like you said, creepy, taking your dick out, but didn't block the door. And also, you just, guys, girls, you move from somewhere to a hotel room. That's not a place of late
business.
Night. That's not a place of
no.
like, let's just listen to some tunes and have a drink.
Yeah.
Like think about any sort of hotel situation. It's just like
Netflix and chill.
It's a.
Like,
I don't know.
The guy that I'm friends with, it's like someone's like, it happened in his trailer, and then someone's like at the Playboy Mansion. I'm like, but you're with them at the Playboy. Why are you with them at the Playboy Mansion? Yeah. Like, it's not to make it okay, but
from the bathroom at a Quiznos. Yeah, like probably. Guess what? You're wrong.
Yeah, that's not where that stuff
and
goes.
And hey, Quiznos, quit having sexy bathrooms that makes people want to fucking
stop
fucking there.
Stop talking about footlong so much. It's hot.
That's Subway.
I mean, yeah. And look what happened there with Jared.
Oh,
so
too soon.
Yeah, too soon. All right. This podcast sponsored by Subway. No, I'm kidding.
Amazing.
I'm kidding.
But, okay, wait. So I have to tell you this.
We met.
Story.
We met.
We have to get back.
Sorry.
Okay.
Thanks for getting back that.
That's great.
That was a beautiful tangent.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, here's what happened. I got asked to work. I got a call from a guy, and he said, I have to give loose details. So I did sign an NDA, but
okay.
I got a call from a guy.
Non-disclosure agreement.
Yes. He said, hey, we're throwing this party for my buddy in Vegas, and he's a huge fan of yours. So we want, as a surprise, for you to like MC it and roast him and like MC the night. And it's a Vegas party. I mean, there's going to be like strippers and who knows what going on.
Yeah.
The theme was like Egyptian. So I posted on my Instagram, like I had on like a genie costume. I was like a genie and I was supposed to come out of a bottle and then like run the show.
Love that.
Okay. So going into it a couple days before, they're like, oh, this is so awesome. We hired Wee Man to be your assistant.
Wee Man.
Yeah, okay, with an N. Jackass.
Yeah.
We hired him to be your genie's assistant, so we're so excited, mm-hmm. and you guys are gonna, and I'm like, cool, I don't know Wee Man, mm-hmm. but I know people who know him, I've heard he's cool.
Right.
So I'm like, great, this will be fun. So leading up to it, they're like, man, we're having a hard time getting a hold of Wee Man. His people just keep saying he's busy, he can't be on this call, he can't be at this fitting, but he's gonna be there, he's gonna be there. I'm like, all right. So I'm on my way to the party, and I text Brad, because I thought they might know each other. I
and
just assume you all know
and
each other.
And we do. I can't even get mad. Because it's like, yeah, so Brad, you know Wee Man, right?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah, yeah. So I text him. I go, hey, I'm working with Wee Man tonight. Do you know him? And he goes, yeah, tell him I said my dick's bigger or something like that. That's why I came up, your dick thing. So I get there, and I've never met Wee Man, and I never watched Jackass. So I didn't even Google him. I don't know what he looks like or anything.
Yeah, you just know Dwarf.
He's a dwarf. Yeah. And I know he must look a little like you because sometimes you guys get mm-hmm. mistakes. So I show up. This dude comes in, wasted. Okay. This guy, this little dwarf comes in, wasted. I don't know what he's on.
Drink a whole beer. Was just on his ass.
A whole Miller Lite. And he had to be high. I mean, this guy was fucking a mile a minute, like manic, right?
Okay.
And I go, hey, what's up? And he's like, hey, what's going on? So good to meet you. He's dressed as Jafar, like a little mini Jafar guy.
I don't know why that's funny, but it is.
That's great.
It's awesome.
And then I go, hey.
I would have went with Iago, like,
Yeah. And then he said, hey, I'm Wee Matt. But in my mind, I thought, maybe he just has like a speech impediment. And he said, Wee Man. Like, I still thought it was Wee Man.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, what's up? I go, hey, I think my buddy Brad knows you. I'm really good friends with Brad Williams. Like, oh, yeah, I know Brad. We go way back. We're homies, right?
And then I was on that show, Jack Butt.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. So then I'm like, yeah, he gets, like, sometimes, you know, when we hang out, people think he's you, whatever. And he's like, yeah, that happens to me too. People think I'm Brad. Like, it was so funny.
Uh-huh.
So then I leave the room, and then this guy goes to me, hey, you know, that's not Wee Man. I go, what? He's like, that's not Wee Man. That doesn't even look like Wee Man. I go, who is it? He's like, this other guy named Wee Matt.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? So then I go back in the room. I go, wait, you're not Wee Man. And he goes, no, I'm Wee Matt. I was like Wee Man's stunt double or something like that.
What? No, he wasn't.
But here's what's crazy.
Yes.
Okay. All the guys at the party thought he was Wee Man the whole, they thought they hired Wee Man all the way up till, like, he gets off the plane and they have a guy with a sign that says Wee Man. I mean, they thought he was Wee Man.
Yeah. And me and Jason, Jason Acuna, Wee Man, we've had conversations about this guy.
Yeah.
And this guy literally has his name as Wee Matt on purpose and then takes bookings as Wee Man when people make mistakes. This happens all the time. The real Wee Man has gotten hate letters from people that hire Wee Matt.
Dude is a psycho.
Yes.
He's a psycho.
Yes, he is.
He got kicked out of the party because he's a psycho.
Well, I mean, I thought to kick him out was a little aggressive. I mean, just guide
him out.
Yeah. Just like pick him up and put him outside the door like Fred Flintstone did to Dino at the beginning of the...
But how do you order?
Just pick him up. Wilma! Put him outside. You're good.
Bonnie.
Yeah. I just didn't understand how they got it. Like, how do you order Wee Man and this guy shows up? Like, how do you get there?
Because he specifically designs his fucking career to mooch off of Wee Man. He's very vague with it. If you say, like, yeah, you were in Jackass, right? He'll be like, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And
that's
totally
enough.
He totally agrees with it. So and it kind of feeds off of people's misconceptions of little people, where we all get mistaken for one another. But I'm not mad at people for doing that. I'm mad at this fucker for because he goes
committing
out.
To the lie.
Yeah, and like because I would never do that. Like if someone hired me and said like, yeah, so I'm really a big fan of you on Game of Thrones, and you should come to our corporate event. No.
Yeah.
I honestly don't care what number of money you throw at me. No. That's not who I am. I'm not going to ruin his name. Like, and I'm not going to try to use it to boost my... No. I have too much pride for that.
Yeah, people have told me I look like Rachel Maddow. I don't yes and it.
Yeah. I mean, I totally see it.
My hair's shorter.
Yeah.
I said that as a joke, but when my hair was, like, way short, I was like, Oh no!
I mean, to be fair, her,
what have I done?
To be fair, her beard is bigger. But
shots fired, Maddow,
on the show.
What's so funny is that these guys at this party—I mean, yeah. I can't say who, but let's just say they were all like very like high rolling, like sure. high roller guys. Mm-hmm. And before the party, they like the guy in charge gave us this talk because of all the like sexual misconduct stuff yep. in the news. They were like, just so you know, if anyone's uncomfortable, just say the word. There's not going to be that guy at mm-hmm. this party. We want all the women to be comfortable. And then it was hilarious because that guy at the party was Wee Matt.
Yeah.
He was just running around grabbing people. I mean, it was yeah. nuts.
Jesus.
And he was spinning on everyone. I don't know why. You ever talk to someone and they keep spinning on you?
Oh, yeah, it's the worst.
You?
Yeah.
I couldn't, and I kept moving away.
It's a deal breaker for a friendship and any sort of moment following that spit.
Yeah, yeah. It was nuts. Wait. But you guys are good friends, according to him. That's
oh,
all
yeah.
I
yeah,
want
we're
you to
great
know.
Fucking
you
friends.
You guys are good friends.
All right, Wee Matt. I'm calling you out. Pro wrestling style. You, me, Sunday. Steel cage.
On the Wee Matt.
Yeah, on the Wee Matt. We will fight on the Wee Matt in a 5-foot-high steel cage. Oh. Two dwarfs enter. One dwarf escapes with his life.
I'm calling you out.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to answer that, just so you know.
Yeah, he is.
Because he's not working.
No, for sure. He is.
He's pretending to be somebody else.
Yeah.
That's how I started to figure out it wasn't him, too, because he was like pitching me shows. And I was like, why are you pitching me shows? I can't do anything.
Okay, what was the craziest thing you saw at the AVN Awards?
Yeah.
Oh, so many. Well, Annika Albright, who co-hosted it with me, her mom hit on me very aggressively. The whole
the mother of the porn star hit on you?
Yes, her mom.
Is the mom like a apple doesn't what?
Her mom's
apple
not-
doesn't fall far from the hua. That's a nice way of saying oh.
Everything at the AVN Awards was weird to me because yeah. I'd never seen anything like. I didn't even know what the AVN Awards were.
Had you watched much porn prior to that? Like they picked you because you're funny, you're hot. Like
I never.
But did they say, Kate? What are your top five? Search? Who's the number one? Who's up for best anal? Yes yeah. or no? Do you know that? Like
they didn't quiz me. No. Actually, when they came to ask me to do it, they came to see me at Ventura Harbor Club. And mm-hmm. afterwards, they were like, we came to see you because we want you to host the AVN Awards. And I didn't know what it was. And I didn't watch a lot of porn. And I was nervous to do it.
You're like, is it America's vanniest?
I was like, what is it? A bird
Nannies?
Show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Porn bloopers?
Yeah. I had no
porn
clue.
Bloopers.
Oh,
porn
God. I would
I'd host
hosting.
Porn bloopers, yeah.
Hell yes.
That would be an amazing
Ow, my show. Eye.
That's a great sketch, like an America's Funniest Home Videos, but for porn.
Oh, my
and
God.
Somebody plays old school Saget.
Why is that not Done. A show, porn bloopers?
It should be.
I would definitely watch that. But, yeah, they
so
asked
they
me.
See
to,
it. Yeah, they go.
I hadn't seen a lot of porn, and I was nervous to do it, just because I didn't want to do another like the Playboy TV thing I already had.
Yeah, right.
You know?
And you didn't want to be known as like the adult.
No.
Comic.
No, but then you know, I said I would do it if I could do it my own way and keep it like kind of innocent. Like my AVN set was like a lot about how I know nothing about porn.
Oh, great!
Yeah, and I really didn't.
Yeah,
I really
so
didn't.
You didn't go out there like I'm the slutty comic and like no, not at all.
No, not at all. I told jokes about like.
Don't
you, know,
you hate it when you forget your anal beads on the airplane?
Yeah.
You know that.
When you lose your anal beads.
I mean,
when you find anal beads in somebody's anal.
Yeah. When you pull out the anal beads and you're like, wait, those aren't mine. Those are somebody else's.
I got to mix up at the party.
That's where I put my car keys.
My first presenter. Jay Leno's doing it.
You know, the craziest thing that came out of the AVN Awards was that Waka Flocka video that I did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, because that
this was...
This
was at an after party?
It was actually during the show backstage. Okay. Waka Flocka was the performer at the
Amazing.
AVN Awards. I also, by the way, am so white, I didn't even know who he was. I had no idea.
You thought like, wait, is...
Fozzie Bear's catchphrase
here? Fozzie Bear's catchphrase performing hip-hop? Waka Waka!
I was so confused.
What if all this time Fozzie Bear was saying Waka Waka Flocka, and Waka Flocka sued the Jim Henson Company.
Be amazing.
Ah, those are my anal beads. Waka Waka.
Nice.
Didn't know I had a Fozzie.
Yeah.
All right. Which is a title of that porno.
Didn't know I had a Fozzie.
Didn't know I had a Fozzie. In my butt. Okay. I can keep doing this forever. Anyway.
Please.
Waka Flocka.
No, so he comes back to my dressing room kind of before he performed at the end. He came back like after sometime in the middle of the show to meet me, and he wanted to get a picture. So we got a picture and we were talking, and then I said, we should make like a funny video together.
Good move.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know how huge he is in like that hip hop community.
Yeah.
I had no clue, right? But there were all these guys, like his whole entourage, hanging out in the hallway, and porn stars, all these people. So I said, go stand in the middle of that group and I'll run out and just do like a horrible white girl twerk on you. Mm-hmm. And then just look at me like I'm an idiot and walk off. But we won't tell anyone else what's going on. So we'll get like their real reactions. He's like, cool. So we did it. I just shot it on my cell phone. I stuck it on my Instagram. He regrammed it. It went so viral.
Amazing.
This was 2 years ago.
Yep.
It's still like, it just popped up the other day in like most cringeworthy internet moments of all time. Because people thought it was real. And now if you search my name, I come up as like pathetic, drunk, twerking white girl, like tries to seduce Waka Flocka and fails. It was so bad, and it started like a race war on my Facebook.
No.
Because people, he's married. And then people were angry at me. They were like, this hoe trying to get in between.
Oh, come on.
Jeez.
People legitimately thought it was real.
It's like, look at my profile. It says comedian.
But no one knew. Because when Waka first regrammed it, he didn't tag me. And then he did later.
Okay, good.
But that was why people thought it was real. And then it got so bad that he had to go on like TMZ and be like, this was planned. Like he had to admit it.
I remember seeing that.
Yeah, it was terrible. People were saying like, I'm the reason Bill Cosby is accused of rape. Like it was
what?
Like, so, yeah, people were so mad about it. It was insane.
Now, did you guys do a follow-up video? Because I'm seeing multiple videos here.
Oh yeah, well then we did a follow-up video, which was funny, but like didn't, people then figured out that it was staged. But yeah, we did a follow-up video. He was at All Def Digital and I like burst into a meeting with like him and Russell Simmons and I forget who, DJ Who Kid, and I forget who else was there, and like twerked on him again and twerked on Russell and twerked on everyone. But
oh my God, I'm just reading some of the titles. This white girl trying to twerk on Waka Flocka Flame is not helping race relations. What the fuck?
That's what I mean. It was literally like a race.
Jesse Jackson's gonna have to comment about this video. Like, when the white girl, like, that's insane.
It was so bad. And then me and Waka like got together and did a photo so people would know it was.
White girl ruins twerking, assaults Waka Flocka Flame with flat ass. How dare you, Death and Taxes magazine? Go fuck yourself.
It was seriously horrible. I remember calling. I remember calling Jen Sturger and going, oh my God, I can't imagine what you went through with the whole Brett Favre scandal, because this I didn't even do, and I did nothing, and I just made a funny video and I was like,
by the way, you did what a comedian's supposed to do. Exactly. You saw a moment where like, oh, I can make this funny and here's a, you know, and you did. Oh my God, that's insane.
It's still embarrassing, though. It's like the video that won't go away. It pops up all the time.
Well, I mean, at least you know that now when you do your first Jimmy Kimmel Live, what's going to be talked about.
Oh, yeah, that'll be on.
Do you have people reaching out to you? Did you, after you hosted the Porn Awards, like creepers from high school or something that were like, Kate, I saw you hosting my favorite show.
Yeah, that
nice
happens.
To see some real butt cheeks up there. You're like, Jesus, Gary.
Come visit me in my van.
We sat next to each other, math. Well,
that definitely happened. Yeah, it still happens. Also, I saw stuff there that like I'd never, like you're saying, I go to weird parties. I guess I do now. But like I remember they took me to some after party where I walked in and there was just like, I'd never seen anything like it. It was like an orgy party. There was like 100 just naked people just having sex everywhere. Just everywhere. It was just butt
cheeks. That does happen, huh?
Yeah, I'd never seen anything like it. Butt cheeks. And like a lot of middle-aged, saggy butt cheeks. It was not pretty. It wasn't pretty.
Was that, and that was after the Porn Awards?
That was actually the night before, after the dress rehearsal.
Oh, jeez.
I didn't stay.
I mean, I don't see why not.
Quick in and out. Yeah, just a walk.
Quick in and out.
I mean that's what the video was called.
I tried to, I didn't get too involved. I did meet a guy there that I kind of hooked up with for a while, which Brad knew all about, that I totally like fell in love with.
Oh,
this,
wow.
Like, porn guy.
Fell in love with a porn star?
I totally was like obsessed with this guy. Wow. I really was. Brad knows. I was all sad about it.
Oh, no.
The late night, the late night phone calls when your friend is like, I mean, I'm cool if he fucks other chicks and all, but I mean, just pay a little more attention to me. And then I'm like,
that's a real thing, though.
I've gone way down the rabbit hole. This is how jaded dating in LA makes you. That I used to be like, I would never date a guy that cheats. Now I'm like, the porn star won't text me back.
Los Angeles, everybody. Everyone's
got a thing.
She came here as a sweet Ohio girl.
You know what's really embarrassing? I can't believe I'm going to say this.
Go for it.
if he listens to this, I'll kill myself. But sometimes I watch his stuff still to get off to.
I think that's very healthy. Look, I'm gonna look. Okay, look, Kate. What I'm hearing right now, okay, is that to get over your past love, which we all go through heartbreak, okay, but to pleasure yourself to someone who used to bring you joy and pleasure, okay, is the right move. In fact, I'm pleasuring myself with that video tonight. We'll be right back.
And
he always cuts away before he has to answer any real questions.
Yeah. And I've pleasured myself to the Waka Flocka video. So it's fine.
Yeah, I think that's your version of crying in the song to a Boyz II Men song. Crying in the car, I'm sorry. You know, after the breakup.
Well, it makes
that's so
me
sweet.
Happy that
you tell
I can't,
him that?
We don't talk. Okay. He blocked my number.
You don't talk to him through the screen?
Yeah.
No, but it's great because that's how I know I'm over him. Because for the longest time, if a porn came on that he was in, I would keep flipping. You know,
I'm like that with voiceover jobs I didn't get.
You masturbate to them?
Fuck off. Hilarious. Very funny. No, if it comes on and I know I went out for anything.
I should have been the Jack in the Box guy.
For sure, I change the channel. It makes me upset.
Do you ever hook up to your own movies?
Fuck no.
Wait, what?
And I'm very proud that I don't do that.
I did an actor who would only have sex with his work playing.
Oh,
I swear to God. We didn't date for a long. I shouldn't say dated. I use the term loosely. Hooked up with.
It's bad enough that I have a poster of Brad's face in my fucking living room.
Yeah.
Nothing can ever happen on the couch anymore.
Nope.
It's got to be bedroom only.
Hungry
not that that's bad.
Eyes.
I love my bed, but like that's limiting.
I won't be sitting on your couch now.
So. No, the couch is
the couch is fine.
Couch is the cleanest part of the apartment.
The safe zone. Yeah.
Yeah. Because he can't rotate and turn this way.
There's no position. And even if there is a position where you're like, all right, I'm Brad face free. Hey man, you don't know. You get caught up in the moment. You
sure.
Take one left turn.
Turn around.
Oh God.
Kate, we kind of have to wrap this up in the next few minutes, but we want you to come back sooner than later.
Oh, it's so fun.
Because here's one thing that, I mean, you're one of my best friends, and my wife loves you, and one of the reasons why we love hanging out with you is because you always have stories. Whenever you call or text, I'm like me and my wife will like literally like gather around the phone, like, oh God, what happened to Kate this week? Like, it's
good and bad.
I think it's way more good. You know what I'm saying?
You're living a life, Kate. You're living a life.
You're also, it also says something about like, I don't know, the way you're living your life, which is putting, like saying yes to a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And to experiences. And it's like, the more that I am getting into just like, I don't know, just the business and life and just like thinking of and noticing more things about family and friends like back home that are married and not in this. I'm just like, I'm so fortunate that I'm able to like, you know, that I get to go to New York next week. Do I get to do this? Did I get to hear what you're we're so, I don't know, hashtag blessed to be in a position to where we get to say yes to things.
We are.
That are so insane to think about doing. If you're not in this business, you know what I'm saying?
So true.
So that means I'm gonna go twerk on Sir Mix-a-Lot.
But you could look. You say that. Put it on your vision board.
Well,
if you can reach it. But if there's,
you're right though.
Yeah,
it is really weird. We are.
You could be in a situation where that's because our business is so.
Last week, I was singing Backstreet Boys karaoke with a former member of NSYNC.
Prime example.
Yeah. Who would have thought
that
would
happen? You know what? You're so right. Actually, like one of my one of my favorite musicians growing up, which I told you about this, like now I text with. And I'm like the hugest fan.
That's bonkers.
Raffy.
It is.
Raffy. She texts with Raffy.
What is he like? Does he ask for pictures of your butthole?
Yes. He has a few. So don't
he goes,
hack
I'm down
you.
By the bay and there's not much cell service down here. Send it quick. Good night, everybody.
Yeah. listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.